All right, I understand these hearings. There's going to be, well, last night was the first one, then there's going to be two more as this feasibility study gets underway.
Right. TxDOT has launched a feasibility study for the Interstate 35 corridor, which is just on the east side of downtown. It's going to be a huge study. We're going to take a couple of years to look at multiple options for what to do with the freeway. And we have some meetings coming up tonight at City Place, and then on Thursday in downtown Dallas at the Sheraton Hotel.
Some of the proposals that came up last night were to move the highway, remove the highway, that is, put it underground, depress it. How did those proposals go over? Once the study is done after 2 years, it's still going to be a ways away from actual construction.
Yeah, good question. So TxDOT is starting its feasibility study. That'll take about 2 years. At the end of that study, we're going to come up with a preferred alternative. But then the next step is the environmental review process. And that is a multi-year process as well. And that is a federally required process to determine what type of project we can actually build. And we will get even more input at that point. So this is a fairly lengthy process, but we're going to be engaged with the public and the stakeholders all along the way.
Okay, and one more question. What prompted the actual focus on this 1.4-mile stretch of bridge?
Well, in 2012, we went out to the public because we needed to do some maintenance on the roadway. And there were several options, and we wanted to gauge public input on those different options. We did come up with an alternative that we started construction, I believe, in 2014. And so we have done that maintenance job, but that really got the discussion started about the future of this highway. And it is, again, almost 50 years old, and it is time to look at what the next generation of this roadway would be.